I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hey, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel.
How's it going?
Good. It's almost time.
It's almost time. We are gearing up for a little vacay. We'll be off next week, but we have something
special.
Special, ready, timely. Tune in next week. You'll see what that is. But we got something going on this week, which is kind of like been in the making for what feels like months and months at this point.
Yeah, it feels like there's been inklings for this. So should I go?
Please.
So People Magazine reports, People's Bible, remember
People's
that?
Bible.
Real Housewives of Potomac alum Monique Samuels has filed for divorce from Chris Samuels. And this is an exclusive.
Mm.
So Monique has filed to legally end her status, end her marriage to Chris Samuels. Sorry about that. The Montgomery County Family Court confirmed to People on Tuesday that the Real Housewives of Potomac alum, 39, has officially filed for divorce from the former NFL player, 45.
The court confirmed.
The court, yep. Though Monique has filed a petition to seal the documents, the docket shows that she filed a complaint for absolute divorce on April 14th. She then filed an amended complaint for absolute divorce on June 15th. So like you said, it's been months. The former couple's divorce is yet to be finalized. However, Monique and Chris have a scheduled hearing for Wednesday, so that happened today.
Mm.
People reached out for comment, and they didn't comment. It's interesting that they really lean in on Potomac alum, even though she's been on a full TV show after that.
Well, famously, it's called Love and Marriage. We can't say either right now, maybe.
I know.
No, so I'm saying it's been in the works because I want to say this past fall, it was reported that they were separating or getting divorced.
Wow.
So, but then they remember, I don't know if you remember this, like that happened. And then like Monique and Chris filmed a video together being like, ha ha ha, like rumors, da 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 da. But then subsequently, like she has not posted him on Instagram since Christmas time.
Do you think this is all because of T'Challa?
It's like the loss of T'Challa is just too
sent shockwaves
hard for the Samuels family.
My big question here is who in the divorce is going to get those weird wine glasses that open to the side?
If there was one thing you were obsessed about with the Samuels family, it was those lopsided wine glasses. Yeah, I mean, obviously sad for the kids first and them as well, but you gotta do what you gotta do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, is Love and Marriage DC still happening? Is there, like, a season in the can? Is this like a situation like a Ralph Pittman, Drew Sidora situation where we're going to like see something?
I don't know. Is Carlos King still producing it, or is he focused on his podcast?
Oh, no. I think he's like producing and podcasting.
Okay. And then he doesn't produce Love and Marriage Huntsville.
Okay.
Where Sheree's man
came from.
And his wine called, what's it called? It's something so close to incest. It's
Oh yeah. We pointed that out during the premiere. I can't believe we're already like a good number of episodes into Atlanta. And speaking of Atlanta,
should we go there?
Let's go there. These are bleak times.
They're bleak times, and I just want somebody to lead us out of the fire.
Mm.
And I don't know who that could be.
So are you talking this cast or like a casting decision?
Probably a casting decision at this point, right? Mm-mm. I just feel like we're so bogged down in this like fight that there's no winner here.
Yeah. Yeah. So while I think Marlo is wrong in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
I do think like the power Candy has on the show is like weighing it down a little bit as well.
Agreed.
And I don't know if that's like a popular thing to say.
Okay. I just think I have always loved Candy. There's something that I view as cynical in the way that she's approaching this show now and approaching her entire career. Mm. I think I mentioned it, but like, just like the outwardly trying to get EGOT status in a way that's like so calculated to me. And it's like, pursue doing good art and like make it less about the awards success you're going to get from it. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Is that wrong of me to say?
Well, so I think there was an article about like a trend for the Tonys of like celebrities signing on to
produce
late in the production cycle to accomplish that goal.
You know, speaking of the Tonys, you know, Jenna Ushkowitz has 2 Tonys for producing.
I do know that.
That was surprising to me in the conversation about Glee and the Tonys that happened the other week.
Yeah. Which is interesting because like...
And I'm not accusing her of doing that. It just was surprising.
Oh yeah, I have no idea. But it's interesting because she was like an actor on Broadway for years before Glee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for her to eventually win through that manner is interesting. Yeah. An interesting fact.
There's also just an interesting conversation, and we don't have to go into it, about the Tonys and like how inaccessible a lot of these shows are for people to even see.
Oh yeah.
So it's just like, it makes it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, of the EGOT, you could listen to the song, you could watch the movie, you could see the TV show, but you probably can't see the Broadway shows.
That being said, we support Broadway.
Yeah, I support it, baby. I love it. Okay. Speaking about EGOTs, Drew Sidora going for the Grammy, maybe.
I support this for her.
We got a lot on the music video, which like, you know what? And like, maybe this is me and my Drew Sidora stan hat on. We need more of this.
Yeah.
Like, this is the flavor I'm looking for.
It's a little bit refreshing compared to what else is going in the show.
Yeah.
But like I have been saying, it's like, I can't believe we're not turning Drew and Ralph into like the next Scandoval.
How are we not like re-editing this whole season?
I don't get it.
Especially like with how bleak it is right now.
It's like you have the material in front of you. And unfortunately, it's the demise of someone's relationship. But we just went through that with Scandoval.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Let Drew get the boost out of it, at least.
Exactly. Let her get the cover of Glamour magazine like Ariana. Let her get the Uber Eats commercial. Savings.
Okay, when the music video director did not know what she was talking about when she mentioned being in Step Up.
Oh my God. Well, that's on the director. That's a famous movie.
Even though it's a long franchise, as she pointed out, she was in the first one.
She was in the first one with Channing himself.
It's also funny, like, Channing, like, just can't stop coming up on Housewives. Like, I know. Jersey, Atlanta.
Do you think Drew's still in contact with Channing? Or even Jenna Dewan?
I would think maybe Jenna. Like, two girls.
Yeah, but Jenna and Channing were married for a long time.
Ooh. So, like, maybe Drew has, like, at least an email.
Oh, an email. Channing.Tatum@hotmail.com.
So this is, like, in my head, but, like, I feel like celebrities, like, they all change their numbers regularly.
But the email remains the same.
The email remains the same. What remains? The email.
I was reading something or listening to something recently about celebrity emails, and someone was talking about how, like, they had, like, cold emailed some director, and they just tried out a bunch of different emails, and they eventually, like, got the right through one to him or something.
I feel like you could, like, figure it out. Yeah. Okay. We are doing cryotherapy.
We're always in this fucking tank.
We're always in the tank.
We've been here with Yolanda. We've been here.
I mean, I would say, like, she's the face of cryotherapy.
Yeah. Really. Is it called cryotherapy?
I don't know what else.
No, you're probably right. It just sounds funny.
It could be like autocorrect messing up my notes.
Yeah.
But I hope it's cryotherapy.
I'm going to do some cryotherapy tonight when I get home.
You're going to be crying?
Yeah.
Okay. We have, like, kind of gearing up to the showdown later, like, mm-hmm. a Courtney and Marlo sit-down convo versus, like, a Candy and Sonia sit-down convo.
It's like, if Courtney just was, like, given a better cast of characters, I feel like she could pop.
I was going to say exactly that.
Yeah.
If Courtney had joined us in a different season, she probably would have had, like, a better chance to thrive.
For sure. And then it's like, I have to watch these against, like, Sonia, who I want to, whenever I'm with Sonia, I want to be back at the house watching the family dynamics. I don't want to be with the girls.
I feel like Sonia does not understand the mechanics of Housewives as, like, a cast. She only understands, like, the family part.
Yeah, which, that's very good. Even though you had the theory last week that they just film all the scenes in one go.
In one day,
like Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Someone said this online, and obviously this is so unrelated, but, like, we gotta, like, talk about what we can when it comes to this bleak episode. Someone said, like, what they loved about Roni was that it was probably the least family focused, more focused on the interactions between the women.
Yeah.
Which, now that you think about it,
later years, it was definitely tons and tons of group scenes, almost all group scenes.
I think, with the exception of, like, season one, really.
Yeah.
Like, from season two on, the focus was on the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why one of our favorite seasons was when they had a billion cast members.
And no families. Yeah. They were all single. A billion cast members. Wow. Okay. Kenya at the doctor. This is bleak in its own way.
I know.
The embryo with Mark. With Mark. After everything we've been through.
And it's like, doesn't that create some weird, I don't know anything about this, but isn't this kind of, did this happen to Sofia Vergara? Ooh. Where she had embryos with her ex.
Okay.
And then he went ahead and used them?
Well, it sounds like they're ahead of the agreement while forming the embryos. They both agreed when creating them that should they split, Kenya has control over them.
Okay. Would she be able to go to him for, like, financial support?
I mean, there's probably already some sort of agreement with Brooklyn, if that has been even resolved at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, I would love Brooklyn to have a sibling.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, after hearing what Kenya says about, like, her very traumatic birth, and the doctor being like, I've been doing this for, like, decades, and your birth was one of the, like...
That was so scary.
One of the most difficult ones. Yeah. It's a lot.
And, like, hoping it doesn't happen again. Like, it's just, like, ugh.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It makes me feel so sad for Kenya, though, because obviously, like, she wants this so much. Like, she wants to grow her family, yeah. and this is the way she feels like she can best do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I gotta say, like, I am not a Sheree fan that a lot of people are. Like, I respect the work that she did in early days, mm-hmm. but I think, like, since she's been back, she's actually not that good.
I hate to say... I agree with you to some extent. I will argue that she puts it all out there.
I mean, the value, I think, of Sheree right now is the fact that, like, really she's the only one that can, like, get us in a room together.
Mm-hmm.
And for Gucci brunch.
She's the glue.
In my brain, I'm saying, I could have my Gucci on. I wish Bravo was, like, MTV, like, 15 years ago. Like, throwing songs in left and right.
Yeah.
And we could have had a little Meghan Trainor moment here.
Yeah. I did enjoy the setup of this scene and just, like, going through everyone's outfits and, like...
Marlo's Fashion Corner!
Marlo's Fashion Corner. Deciding who was real Gucci, who got theirs from the thrift store.
Kenya showing up in Coach. Yeah. I mean, we did actually make some things Gucci... Courtney and Candy
mm-hmm.
hashed it out. And then
that's also like the fact that this took so many episodes and Candy's thing wasn't a real reason to be mad at Courtney.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like the thing with Courtney and Candy, like that is just like a stupid, funny housewives fight.
But Candy was taking it so seriously.
Yeah. But we're good. We're Gucci. I didn't know that Sonia and Kenya were fighting over Sonia implying that Kenya had a fake butt.
I didn't really know we were doing this fight either, but...
But we resolved that. It's just this Marlo and Candy thing.
And it's like... It's just Marlo doing another unforced error... Which has now been her kind of history as a full-time housewife, as a peach holder.
Yeah.
It's her biggest issue becomes something that she never had to get into, but she decided to.
Yeah.
And it always involves a nephew.
There's always nephews involved. And I want to say, like, I wish Kenya would, like, back out of it.
Yeah.
Like... I know she doesn't want to help, but you're not helping. Not that that's her goal. You know what I mean?
She just like, she is doing the thing I feel like where they want to take down Marlo.
Yeah.
And she's doing her best to help. She's obviously like always had beef with Marlo going back to even further back than Kenny Moore hair care.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Marlo has been nasty to Kenya.
Yeah.
We're just in a really bad spot.
Yeah, for some reason, it's just like this happens to certain Housewives franchises where the egos are getting too big and everyone thinks that they're the star and everyone thinks that for some reason they have such a high opinion of themselves that like they keep on leaning into whatever this is and they don't realize it's not enjoyable.
I don't know if we said this last episode or a few episodes ago, but I think it bears repeating. I feel like Cynthia could have helped.
I know, and I mean, she's still to come.
She's still to come, but, like, we need more of her.
I mean, like, bring Eva in, too.
Yeah. You need, like, some grounding forces, I think.
Exactly.
And, like...
And it's not even, like, we've got, like, these huge, iconic personalities at this point. I mean, like, obviously, Kenya's iconic in her own way, but it's not like we're dealing with, like, a Nini who at least can make us laugh through this.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sound off. What do you... I don't hear anyone excited over Atlanta. So I don't think, like, I need that perspective. But I need the perspective, like, what do you think could right this ship?
I still have my prediction that if they don't rope Kim in by the reunion, which I still think that is a real possibility.
Yeah. As each day goes by,
they're gonna try to bring her back and it's gonna be a Flapiana because she's actually maybe like the first housewife to ever like refuse to film.
Yeah, she was like, she's actually not good at this anymore.
And like, was she ever good without NeNe being her scene partner?
No.
Is the thing. So like, if you bring back Kim, you gotta have NeNe. And they hate each other.
Roa reboot.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what, though? The fact that Roni reboot is around the corner is kind of like the testing ground.
I think it's going to be a good test.
I think it's going to be a good test. It's funny how like so many people are down on Roni reboot. Like, if it works, that means like any city could be saved.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think we got to keep our eyes on Roni reboot. Why don't we kick it over to Summer House Martha's Vineyard?
Talk about a show.
Now, I mean, I'm not watching them back to back like as God and Bravo intended. But like, if I were to be, what a refreshing hour of television this would be.
It's so exciting, so wild.
For a first season.
Yeah.
For a first season.
Yeah.
Okay. Rhea laying in bed.
While the rosé party.
Rosé brunch. And then like having a plate brought to her.
I mean, like, we make fun of the bedwetters at Summer House regular.
Yeah.
But Bria, I mean, like, they could learn a thing or two from Bria.
So the bedwetters and Summer House regular are, like, they're actually, like, having a good time in bed.
Yeah.
The funny thing about Bria is, like, she's, like, being a little grumpy.
She's moping.
She's moping in bed. Oh, my God. Okay, so like this is really like Jordan's episode, I would say. I would say this is Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Jordan's version.
Yeah. First of all, at this rosé brunch, there are so many bottles of rosé. There are more bottles of rosé than there are humans.
Well, listen. If you're going to call it rosé brunch. But Jordan, we're starting this really with Jordan coming to Shanice's defense against Alex.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think she has more of a point later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her point against Alex of, like, oh, he Googled everyone.
Yeah.
As if, like, that is, like, the biggest crime you could commit.
Right. Like, I Google everyone I meet.
Everyone Googles everyone.
Yeah.
But I think it might have been Bria's confessional where she's like, yeah, like, I didn't Google everyone. Like, that's not right. But I did go look at their Instagrams to see how they looked. Like, that was just funny to me. The way that Alex gets up and just starts walking around the property because he doesn't feel safe in the situation. Oh, my God. Having a lot of fun. And then, like, Shanice's defense for what was Googled about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, that happened a year ago. I was 28. Like, I was a different person.
It's almost James Kennedy-ish.
And James Kennedy-ian.
And, like, 1 year ago was yesterday.
It's like night and day.
Yeah.
that is, like, I was a different woman back then.
She was like, I maybe called him a few times. And this is the guy who's the actor in Insecure, right?
Yes. Too bad that we lose Shanice this episode.
I know, but I mean, she's tits out.
She left her mark. She left her mark, I gotta say. For someone who was in and out, the fact that she was main cast, not everyone could say that.
Yeah. I will say, and like, her leaning into the reason Bria's moping, basically.
She's just like happy about it, really. Okay, we go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where, like, Jordan has, like, the real, I need to let you all know why I am upset.
Right.
And she talks about Alex. Then we get into Amir.
Mm-hmm.
And Amir walks out. And I feel like I feel like maybe I'm giving him like the benefit of the doubt. Like, did he walk out because he knew he was wrong?
Oh, are we jumping through hoops to...
I'm not trying to defend him.
No, I know.
But like, but then it was interesting later, the conversation of like whether you're walking out or staying,
mm-hmm.
that she wanted him to not walk out.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, we talked about this last week about like how his behavior is like creepy, deepy, despite the fact that we like him as a person. And he might be the single-handed reason that this show might get a second season.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can give him the benefit of the doubt knowing he was wrong. Mm. Has he said anything since? I wonder.
I need to get like eyes on that.
Yeah. He's in a relationship with someone, I think. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not good.
You've got 1 month to break up.
No, I mean, Bravo like likes...
singles.
These people single on these shows.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that she got it off her chest. And like... probably put a stop to it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Obviously... she was upset, so that was like upsetting to see.
Yeah, and like the conversations that they were having earlier in the season, not to go back to it, but like they were weird.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, that one's mine, like type of thing. Like,
yeah. Okay. Next day. I think this is the next day.
This is my confusion. Was this the next day or are we going straight until morning from the brunch into Pride?
No. We have a day.
Okay.
There's a day. I think like... That one whole thing was post brunch.
Yeah.
Right?
And like after a fucking boozy, whiny brunch, lots of conversations are happening.
Yeah. I feel like they probably could have made 2 episodes out of this day.
They didn't have the order, the season order.
They didn't have the season order, yeah. But next day, Jasmine fucks up Silas's pants while ironing them.
It's like this. Is the heterosexual culture I don't want anything to do with. No,
but I want to watch this all day.
Sure.
They're terrors. I love it.
First, he's a terror. And obviously, like, she is...
she's been a terror as well.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to say, like, there's one who's worse.
Oh, no. Yeah. In this face-off of two people, he is the terror.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, like, when she's been, like, I'm just not feeling seen as a married woman. I'm getting lost in it. Oh, yeah. Okay. We got a Preston FaceTime with his boyfriend.
Surprise, bitch.
Oh, where is this man?
Bring him in.
Why are you not here? Why is he not part of the vote of the men or the significant others who can come and stay?
Because they can only have one gay person in a Bravo house.
It's like if more than one comes in, we're all like choking. Oh my God. That would have been nice to have his boyfriend come in.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe next season.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amir.
So then...
Pride party.
Yeah, but Preston's doing, first of all the cooking today.
I mean, this
today.
Is Preston's day. Yeah, he's doing, like, the soul... This is Sunday, right? So I think it's, like, Sunday soul dinner.
Yeah, hours and hours of cooking. It all looks so good.
Which I gotta say, though, and I've learned this lesson. Like, when you are cooking for a crowd, it's gonna take you longer than you think.
Yeah, of course, and especially you.
Especially me.
The slowest cook in the world.
So he's... oh my God. You're not getting bread and chicken salad tonight.
Oh my God. You're just going to let me watch you?
Yeah. You can choke. No. So dinner was supposed to be at 7:30. 8:52 instead.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough. But I'm surprised that we like are having dinner at 8:52. And we got to go change after that.
I know.
For another event.
I'd like to have a big full dinner and then have to go to an event in the house.
It's Pride night. Perfectly timed, really. For like airing schedule.
Yeah.
I
mean, I was impressed. He like told the story about Stonewall. He talked about how it's still there. Saturday nights you can go see Prodigy Major.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if he said that.
Yeah. No, I appreciated getting this because, like, Preston has been a background character, sadly, for most of the season. Like, the first episode, we were kind of teased with, like, him being, like, preachy or something. Yeah. And then, like, that didn't really pan out.
Yeah. Thing is, we as gay people get to be background characters on Bravo shows.
And we get to be foreground on the podcast. Okay. We go to bed to fight about pants.
Him holding that in all night, all day.
He is truly the worst. Okay. I racked my brain today. Watch Time is Alive has had Jordan with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Marlo, I think, has had Bria and Amir, of course.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite episode.
Preston's coming up.
Yeah.
For the finale. Today. Film today. The fact that Jasmine and Silas were not on Watch Women's Live.
I know.
It's like, could you imagine like Kyle and Amanda not being on Watch Women's Live? Like, no, like those are our parents. Like, Jasmine and Silas are supposed to be the parents of this show.
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be. So like, I'm wondering like, are they like, no, like this was a mistake?
I don't know. Like someone like this couple, they don't seem to have a lot of self-awareness. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I don't know if they said no. I wonder if they were just like, the people I watch on Live is like, we have limited space okay. and we want to get the people who we view as like the fan favorites. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I would have hoped and prayed for a reunion, but the fact that the finale's airing this upcoming Sunday.
It's not going to happen.
It would have had to be in the can by now.
Yeah.
They're not going to air a Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion a month from now when coming up in July, we have Atlanta, Roni Reboot, Crappy Lake, all in one night.
Yeah, I mean, our only hope would be a Watch What Happens Live style reunion that they do for like the Below Decks.
Yeah.
And they used to do for the old Summer House.
Which would be lost to the generations because it wouldn't be part of like Summer House Martha's Vineyard Peacock version.
Which is like, are we not smart enough people at Peacock to like get that in?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Peacock.
Yeah.
Really.
But I don't see that happening in the next 2 days.
Especially with like 4th of July around the corner.
Exactly. Like, I think Andy's probably going on vacation starting next week, maybe.
I bet. Wow. We have one more Martha's Vineyard episode.
And I think it's doing well enough in demo.
Oh, yeah.
That they'll pick it back up.
Yeah. And like, you gotta think like these shows with the new casts, cheaper.
Yeah. And I mean, like the fact that they're getting so much real estate on Watch Weapons Live, like think about shows that didn't get picked up, like Real Girlfriends. They were behind the bar like two at a time.
Yeah. I still think about the girls.
Bring them back.
My girls.
Wow. On that, we're going to go to OC, right?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I'm having fun.
Tell me the thing.
I'm having fun.
I'm having so much fun.
It's easy right now to compare it to Atlanta because that's what's airing.
Apples to peaches.
Exactly.
Oranges to peaches.
Exactly. Atlanta, we're not having fun. There's like And, like, people could argue that, like, the antics and, like, the kind of stuff happening in OC isn't as riveting as other franchises, but I'm just, like, enjoying, and then we're opening up a new book, and that book's name is Jen.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that is where I think a lot of drama is, mm-hmm. but then there's even drama on the fringes, I would say.
Yeah.
I think Tamara and Shannon is drama. I think Heather and Taylor is drama.
Yes.
Yeah. So why don't we first pick up with the DeBros?
Okay.
Family dinner with the DeBros.
We've got the LGBTs.
We've got all the LGBTs. We've got, of course, personal chef.
Of course. Named Nicholas, which threw me off for a second before we got a shot of Nikki. I thought Nikki was cooking.
You thought the son was cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed the kids are always drinking vitamin water. This happened last year, too.
Which my dentist, like, during college was like, are you drinking, like, soda a lot? I was like, no, I'm drinking vitamin water. He's like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad thing.
But, I mean, like, the DeBros probably have the best dentistry there is that money can buy.
I mean, I don't think dentistry can, like, outpace drinking vitamin water all the time.
Maybe they just have one per night.
I think that's still bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you had a glass of wine tonight.
Oh. am I going to get a cavity from this wine?
Maybe. Sugar.
Sugar. Butter. Flour. Okay. They did the disgusting, like, college swag overload.
This new thing where the kids on the bed with all their college swag. And like I said a couple weeks ago, I don't think I owned a lick of Emerson swag in my entire 4 years there.
Yeah. No, I actually, like, I barely had any Villanova swag. And then, like, I have, like, one shirt from my sister's college that I've hung on to for, like, a good 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, funny how things work out sometimes.
Yeah. I need to go get some merch, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be up there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, perfect. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop at BU for me.
Okay.
And get me some BU merch.
That's convenient.
Okay. We're laying the groundwork for getting a presence in LA.
Yes.
Which
we now fully know they have sold the OC house and bought this apartment in LA, but I think they've since moved to a different apartment in LA.
Are we going to get a presence back in Orange County?
I mean, we better, because I really think that with Tamara now on board, the Heather DeBro being back thing really makes sense and is really working in a way that it wasn't quite there last season in season 16.
Well, last season, the only connection was Shannon.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were never great together. Like, there was downs with Heather and Tamara, but there were ups with Heather and Tamara as well.
Yeah, and at this current moment on the show, we're now ups with Heather and Tamara and ups with Heather and Shannon, though I don't think any of that lasts long.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cardio unique training.
Can we discuss how we never landed on that? And I also want to say something. Is this a cheater brand of Sir, Sexy Unique Restaurant? Because Cut was open after we had met Sir on Beverly Hills Housewives. Think about that.
I mean, not so unique, one might say.
For some reason, we've been watching Cut Fitness for years on this show, and it never occurred to me to look at the words underneath the main Cut logo.
I thought we were just getting cut. Like, you know, like, I'm cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when...
I mean, I have a Cut Fitness t-shirt. I don't think unique is on that t-shirt. I think it's just Cut Fitness.
Okay. But you were in that space with those big unique signs.
But I was obviously focused on Eddie, not the uniqueness of the space.
He is the uniqueness of the space.
We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. When we're getting to more of the nitty-gritty of Jen and Ryan, how they went on the Cabo trip in 2020, it's It's Silas, Jasmine, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard vibes.
When you meet these people for the first time and they're talking about the relationship, my brain always assumes that it's a much longer relationship than it was. So we went through these first two episodes thinking that the affair had happened years and years and years ago. Little did we know, the affair happened in modern day.
Okay, but you also need to, like, I think we both need to realize, like, we're old, so the passage of time feels different now. For instance, when we saw Emily and Gina meeting in Cut Fitness in 2018, feels wrong to me.
Yeah.
Like, 2018, 2 years before pandemic?
Right.
That's it? That's it?
I know.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
Okay, we have Gina and Travis quizzing each other for their real estate exam. And I asked the question while we watched this together, has Travis ever filmed a scene like this before?
Well, now knowing that we've only been with Gina since 2018.
Gina, now it's like, how long have we even known Travis for?
And we had some weird COVID delays during that time too.
Yeah.
No, I think he's usually just in the background, but now we've got him a lot this episode.
Well, he did film that one terrible attempt at like a Ronge guy scene last year. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
I feel like that was almost his first time on camera.
Yeah. And is this couch they're sitting on in this scene the same couch where we like met a ghost last year and we had to like throw the ghost outside? Do you remember that?
Well, didn't we take the ghost from our trip? Like the ghost entered our body in like the hot cave.
Yes, in Mexico. Yeah. But we had to throw the ghost from our body, from that couch, out into the driveway, I think.
Yeah, we took it from Mexico to Orange County into the driveway.
Okay.
Shannon and John hijinks, pulling her out of the car to go crystal shopping.
And then we're in the crystal shop with this woman. We're finding out that he's a water sign and she's a fire sign. Mm. And I think her brain's like, water and fire don't mix.
I know. It's like, it's the perfect harmony. It makes a beautiful mist.
Their relationship is mist. It actually is mist. It's now far away.
Wow. And then we get Tamara. It's like, forget about Heather and Taylor acting. Tamara's like, I am calling you to apologize from the deepest part of my heart.
And she's like this perfectly posed, like, FaceTime that she must have learned from Teddy Joe.
Mm.
Teddy Joe's taught Tamara a thing or two.
Even though you may count Teddy Joe down and out.
Yeah.
But she's producing from afar.
She's framing this shot.
Okay. Now let's talk about... Ooh, I feel like we've done the Emily and her mom storyline like every season.
Yeah, it just keeps on coming up. And she's sitting there talking to Perry, who is the mother-in-law. Perry and Larry, which I feel like I probably land on every season. And I'm like, isn't it funny that they're Perry and Larry? I'm sure I've said that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's still estranged with the mom. The mom she hasn't seen since 2019 when we all last saw the mom. Yeah. Talk about a passage of time.
Oof. Wow.
Is it? The mom's got, like, other things going on that we just don't really talk about, maybe.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Heather and Taylor. Going to Taylor's space.
There was a tour on BravoTV.com, and I did compare the space in a private group chat to a location you would find a gay porn filmed at.
Imagine, like... That's how they're making money. It's like just renting it out.
To like Sean Cody.
For gay porn.
Next Door Studios or whatever.
I mean, that would be amazing.
And that locate, like a lot of that stuff films in Southern California, right?
Sure. Yeah. Very temperate.
To be in this space with Heather... It's like whenever Heather's in another person's home on the show, just because her house is so palatial, I'm always like looking for the signs on her face.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's like, I don't even like Heather's home. But like, we don't have like a chic home amongst us. What is the chicest home here in Orange County?
Shannon's is kind of chic.
Shannon's is like Vanderpump Valley chic.
It's like homey.
It's like farmhouse.
Yeah.
Like Ariana Sandoval.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Emily's is almost like, it's like a little Jersey McMansion-y in a way.
And like, sometimes I get confused on like whether we're at Emily's house or we're at Perry's house, you know?
Oh, we were at Perry's house today. Yeah. That was a little bit more Mansionian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like DeBro's laundry room / gift wrapping space.
If you were on a family vacation, that's where you'd be sleeping.
Totally.
Under the gift wrap. Okay.
So we've got Lauren Lim Jackson. Her credits include Motown the Musical on Broadway, Pretty Woman, where she described her character as that fierce supermodel wearing yellow.
Fierce mama.
What else?
Well, there's one in between, because like I think she said she closed
Wonderland.
Out. Yeah.
She said she's got others. I think she toured with Chicago. She toured with The Wiz.
Yeah, I only really knew of the three she mentioned in the show, Pretty Woman. Yeah.
She's got some acting credits, too, for film and TV. Well, High Maintenance.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, like, it sounds like Taylor's filming a Sharknado-esque film.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see where Broadway comes into it.
I mean, she should have had, like, Kim Richards come and teach her. Yeah. Star of Sharknado, one of them.
Was it Camille in a Sharknado, probably?
Alaska from Drag Race was in a Sharknado.
So, a role has opened up for Heather. She has an office, even.
Heather apparently agreed to it while they were all drunk on a boat.
And as we all know from last week, I don't know if we've ever seen Heather this drunk before. So I don't know if Heather knows what she was agreeing to.
Obviously she didn't. And that's going to become a bigger storyline this season, this is the exact speed I want.
Oh my God. It is. Ugh. Gorgina. But like, it's not only this. We're dancing around so many things.
Yeah. There's so many like little fun plot lines. We're also already making up, which is a good sign.
We don't have to live
in like a dark like fight for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Sure. Okay. What is Eddie Judge wearing to cardio unique training closing party?
I can only like best describe it as,
it's like what Emily would bring like her son going to a wedding in, maybe.
I was gonna say like what Lisa Vanderpump would dress Jiggy in.
Or if Jiggy's going to a wedding.
Yes.
like an untucked white Oxford button down with a light beige short and like those thick ties we don't wear anymore. Like, we wear skinny ties now.
Well, it's like a Trumpian tie, but pink.
Trumpian. It's a trumpet tie.
Trump likes the big wide ones.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, shows you're a man.
Yeah.
But you're wearing pink, though. So you're not a man. No, I don't know what we're going for.
I don't
Tamara,
either.
Couldn't we, like, get a hand in there, Tamara?
She's too busy writing out these signs.
Well, she's worried about this one, then she's got her cowboy Q son rolling in. Is that bad?
No. I just like thinking about like him, the mom formerly known as Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, but now who's had like a...
has grown out her wig.
A refresh.
They're all dressed like they're in the country. It's like, y'all are in Orange County.
But you know what? Here's what I learned a lot when I was in Orange County.
That it is the country.
There's actually like farms and like, and like stables.
But they're like at a party at Cut Fitness. They're not at the stable.
The stable is
Right next to Cup Fitness?
Closer to Cup Fitness than probably your apartment is to this home.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess.
Yeah.
There's stables everywhere, though. Like, when I lived in Manhattan, there were stables everywhere.
Well, I mean, we're trying to shut them down.
I know. I was so jarring being in Manhattan the other day, and I came across one of those horses, and I was like, I haven't seen this in a long time.
I love you being a broken boy now. Okay. Okay. When Shannon walks in, we it closed.
We it closed.
Instead of we got it closed. Oh my God.
So funny.
Legend. Okay. Gina asking Heather, do you follow Jen on Instagram? Heather, no.
This setup. Show me. Heather being smart enough to know they need to turn the volume down on the post, both because Jen would probably recognize the sound, and second, probably because production. We need to be able to talk over this probably copyrighted music.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
Well, Brennan, this is why this is a two-man podcast.
You would go it alone?
Just me yammering to myself.
People do that, you know.
I know, people do. People do. Okay. But Heather's like, don't bring this up.
And then cut to the hibachi tables.
Gina's like, I solemnly swear to not bring it up. I gotta say, hibachi tables, and this is not the first nor the last time we've talked about hibachi on this podcast, but like,
I haven't been in so long.
Because you missed my one hibachi birthday, I would say.
That was still like, that was at this point, Trix, that was like 4 years ago.
I know. That was like near when Gina and Emily met at Cut Fitness. Okay. But they're TikToking. We're still here. We're still standing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through COVID. Though, like, we come to learn that, like, they were working out. Ryan and Jen were working out at Cut Fitness April 2020. That's when they met.
April 2020. It's like, you start coming April 2020. It just all made sense then.
It's like, I didn't see you in the flesh between March 2020 and, like, July.
Yeah. Okay. I love when we're like having like the Emily Simpson attorney at law interrogation.
Yeah.
Which like someone in the room we were watching this with said it best. Emily's the number one girl in the group. I mean, she's running the show. She's producing. Right?
I guess. I still think Shannon's the number one girl in the group.
But you know what's like so great about Shannon is like she doesn't think she's the number one girl in the group.
Exactly.
Because like that's the power.
Think about the popular kids in high school. Oh. Of course there was like the mean girls tier, like who think that they're most popular, but you know who was always the most popular? Oh. Like the people who are actually like really nice.
Oh. I mean, I don't really have a frame of reference because I went to a weirdo high school, but...
Oh, yeah. You're all losers.
Loser. Okay. Gina is scurrying off. I cannot sign on to infidelity.
I know. She did a lot of scurrying this episode.
When she was getting chased with the cake. Oh, no, but Tamara whispering, just be honest to Jen... Oh, the jig is up.
And I will say, I will give Jen a little bit of credit here. Jen is a student of this show because she knew...
Oh, she tested.
Exactly, but she knew that there's that one Tamara look when she's listening to something and then she goes to like, you can see her gears turning where she makes a face where she looks to this side just to be like, I don't co-sign on this. And then that's when she goes into her like next little pounce around the corner. And Jen knew.
Tamara, I feel like this was the start of
her getting better.
Tamara and Shannon getting better.
Yeah.
Right?
Like at this season, you mean?
Yeah.
They started, a lot of the people on this season started the season like acting and now they're all like back in it, back in the mix, getting comfortable.
Yeah.
With actually being on the show.
Yeah. But then, so Jen's version is like, oh no, like we never even like did a peck on the cheek, mm-hmm. but then the gag is caught having sex in the car.
Yeah, but she still claims they were just exchanging gifts in the car. Yeah, the gift of bodily fluids.
Did you have fun at Cardio Unique training closing party?
I had the time of my life. It just felt old, like old school. Mm. We got the fun flashback to Alexis Bellino saying, I had to go on Xanax with that Lydia, and Tamara quoting it.
Mm. I mean, it's like it felt old school and then like recognized the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, let's wrap it up. We have a freak of the week and a one true queen.
Okay.
Our freak of the week this week is one. Well, actually, we'll let you. We're gonna do a reading, and then in your mind at home, you can guess who you think it is, and then we will say who it almost certainly is.
Yeah. So there's this like really great piece in Cosmo magazine with an interview with the new women of the new Roni, and it actually also ran in print.
Mm, okay.
Their impact.
So it's like a whole interview. It's like a roundtable interview, I want to say. And I screenshot like the portion that really matters, but I want to actually read all the responses because I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
To the question I'm going to say, which is, have any other housewives reached out to offer advice or say hello? Uba. Ramona was so funny. I love Ramona because she's Ramona. We met at a lounge and she asks, are you married? And I said, no. And she was like, forget it after this show. You might think it was mean, but it was hilarious. She's fucking right. I tell boys now, you got to put a ring on it because my price is about to go up. Bryn's response. I talked to Lisa Vanderpump, actually. I knew her prior to the show because her daughter is my good friend. She said, be yourself and have fun. Just enjoy it. Aaron. Cy and I had lunch with Jill's Aaron and her daughter, Allie. And then I ended up driving Allie to this party downtown. Like, now I'm her mother. She was great. Cy says. They all say the same thing. Be true to yourself because the audience will see right through you. Jenna. Lions, of course. Ramona wanted me to come to her daughter's thing.
Batch boss.
Batch boss. Erin. Joey Gorga called my husband Abe, and the advice he gave was amazing. Quote unquote, you better watch your wife. Better make sure it doesn't go to her head. He was like, get all the guys drunk, get them trashed. We were like, we don't have that many guys. Okay. Now this is where you got to really like sit down for this part.
Think.
Now think about the responses that you've heard so far. Okay. Sai says, I met someone who wasn't very nice, but I won't say who. Erin. I think she was mean to a lot of people. Jenna. Yeah, she's definitely ... She's salty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, okay. The responses thus far have been Roni-centric, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Except for Joey Gorga and Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah.
But like, there's reasons that like, Joey's calling a husband, Vanderpump has a relationship. But
yeah, okay. Obviously, like, and the person who's going to be salty is going to be somebody who's no longer on Roni. Like, that's the...
That's the gag.
That's the gag. And it seems like we've covered a couple former cast members.
The ones that you might think...
Would be salty.
Not nice, as Cy said.
Yeah. So, I think there's one clear answer here. One really obvious answer.
She might be on pause.
Yeah, Tamara might have stolen her storyline. Not storyline, her tagline.
Yeah. I'm thinking Dorinda.
Yeah. If I were to guess, she's the first person who came to mind.
Yeah. Sound off in the comments below. If you think, if your brain can piece together the clues in a different way, I'd love to hear it.
The thing is, the gag is, it's like, be welcoming, be normal. The only, like, you'll maybe benefit if you are nice to these women. And, like, who knows? There's no rules anymore. We could see you on a future season.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, no offense to Jill, but I'm sure that's what Jill was doing.
She's just, like, so lost in the sauce.
Dorinda is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she can't see what's in front of her.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oy. Should we do one true queen?
Yes.
So our one true queen this week has to go to Katie Maloney's new haircut.
Well, I've been talking about it for weeks and weeks. The old haircut at this point,
yeah,
which was, you know, just like a shoulder length
bob.
But she's like, no, 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 no. Don't get comfortable.
She said there's something about her.
There's something about her. We're going to go shorter. We're going to take it up a notch.
And she looks so chic.
Alex, like we were driving and he like shoved the picture in my face of her in her Instagram story. I got to say, it's probably like, this is probably... We're getting cameras up any minute, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course. If they're not even already up.
No, but for like, something about her is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, I can't believe I'm saying it, but there is a Vanderpump Rules shaped hole in all our lives right now.
I know.
Like, hurry up, right?
Hurry up. Let's rush the new one to print. Let's just like do episode by episode. Just end an episode.
Oh my God. Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't they starting Big Brother later this year? Get the Big Brother crew to like rush episodes out to us. Just
put them in the house.
Put them in the house. Please. On our friggin' knees. Wow. What a queen. Our one true queen. As we mentioned, top of episode, next week we're off, but we are not leaving you hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear what's going on the main feed, but you'll want to be a Patreon subscriber for next week for sure. But of course, we'll see you back in 2 weeks with catching up with the Martha's Vineyard finale, more Orange County in Atlanta. And then we're going to have around the corner, Crappy Lake and Roni Reboot.
I know. Which so is much so exciting. Coming.
Yeah. So go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. And like, comment, subscribe, share, retweet.
Love us, love us. Please retweet.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
I want to see you come through, queen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.